Clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is the ability to see beings, objects, or information that originate from some other dimension. Whether they're spirits from the other side, objects from the past that no longer exist in the present, or visions of future events, clairvoyants have what's sometimes called second sight that allows their eyes to perceive a wider range of input and frequencies than normal. My first indisputable sign that I was psychic was a clairvoyant experience, for example. And believe me, I wasn't thrilled about it. I was 5 years old. The whole family was gathered around the dinner table, and I suddenly noticed that both of my great-grandmother's faces seemed to be melting. I don't mean their makeup needed freshening. I mean, it was as if their faces were made of hot candle wax and had started running right down the front of their heads. As if that weren't shocking enough, everyone else at the table acted as if this were the most normal thing in the world for these women's faces to do every once in a while. And it finally sank in that maybe I was the only one seeing this. When both of them passed away within the next 2 weeks, I privately sobbed out a confession to my brilliantly psychic Grandma Ada that I'd somehow killed my great-grandmothers by making their faces melt. I was really sorry, and I wouldn't do it again. The logic of a 5-year-old. Thus came my first lessons from Grandma Ada in General Psychics and Clairvoyance 101. And without her guidance throughout my childhood, I don't doubt for a moment that I would have gone insane. Or, as I can hear some of you suggesting, insaner. Clairvoyance is what allows someone to see and accurately describe what spirits from home are around you, where a missing child or murder victim can be found, the final moments in a murder victim's life, whether it was 10 minutes or 10 years ago, or the person you're going to marry 3 years from now. Remember, clairvoyant visions originate in other dimensions, and Earth is the only dimension where we have this inane concept called time. Everywhere else, there's nothing but now. So past, present, and future aren't necessarily factored into a vision. It's a matter of skill and training to learn which is which, so that, for example, you don't end up predicting a plane crash that happened 10 hours ago that you simply haven't heard about yet, or send police looking for a bright blue house that was painted white or torn down earlier that week. To those of you who know you're having clairvoyant experiences, I want to share an important lesson Grandma Ada taught me after that first hideous, face-running vision. I was terrified by the idea of spending my life being a sitting duck for any random, violent, grotesque images that happened along, whether I was strong enough to handle them or not. I still remember telling Grandma Ada that I didn't want to see any of those things. I didn't want to be a psychic. I just wanted it all to go away and be a normal 5-year-old. She explained that my psychic gifts, my gift of clairvoyance, and any information that comes as a result of those gifts have the same source. They're from God, which means they're to be honored, respected, and used for His work or not at all. And since He gave them to me for a reason, He was the first place I should turn for any help and guidance I might need. Ask, and it shall be given. So, with a little coaching from Grandma Ada, I gave him my word that I would devote these gifts to his best purpose, if he would please send only clairvoyant images I could do something about. If I have to see a plane go down, show me enough information to let me warn the right people. If I have to see a house in flames, give me a town, an address, something to help me make sure no one's inside when it burns. Or tell me how the fire can be prevented in the first place. Don't show me a diseased heart without telling me whose it is and what needs to be done, or a sinking ship without a location where rescuers can find it. I prayed and prayed and prayed for useful clairvoyance, or none at all, and it worked. As I said, if you, a loved one, or especially a child you're close to, has been given the gift of clairvoyance, by all means, learn as I did from my Grandma Ada when I was 5 years old. Thank God for the gift. Honor it, devote it to Him, and pray to be given only visions you can work with to further his divine purpose.